Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson says the Swedish government offices should have released documents faster about former National Security Advisor Henrik Landerholm. He said this when he was questioned today by Parliament's Committee on the Constitution, which checks whether the government follows Sweden's rules. One example raised was that the newspaper Dagens Nyheter had to wait 46 days to get email logs, with high workload given as one reason. Landerholm came under scrutiny after reportedly leaving classified documents at a conference centre outside Stockholm in March 2023. He was charged but acquitted, and the verdict has been appealed. It can take up to a year and a half to get a hearing aid in Sweden, despite the official care guarantee of 3 months. That's according to a survey by the Swedish Association of the Hard of Hearing, the HRF. The survey shows that only 6 out of Sweden's 21 health regions meet the 90-day guarantee. About 1 in 5 people in Sweden has some level of hearing loss, and the number is rising as the population gets older. Over the past 10 years, the cost of raising a child in Sweden's gone up by almost 1 million kronor. From birth to the age of 18, a child now costs around 2.2 million kronor, according to calculations by the bank SEB. SEB's personal finance expert advises expectant parents to prepare by having 50,000 kronor in savings before the baby arrives, and to plan carefully for parental leave, possible part-time work, and the loss of income that can come with it. And finally, warmer weather is on the way, just in time for Walpurgis night on Thursday. In both southern Sweden and parts of Norrland, temperatures of around 20 degrees are expected. And in eastern parts of the southern half of the country, temperatures could reach up to 25 degrees. But for anyone hoping that summer's here, we've got some bad news, as things will turn cooler again as soon as Sunday. Those were Monday's headlines. For more news stories from Sweden, go to our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a great Monday evening.